Good afternoon. Glad you decided to spend this time with us. On behalf of the First United Methodist Church of Torrance, we welcome you to our facility, our sanctuary. And just a few announcements here. Restrooms, if you're looking for them, out the back doors to the left of the ramp, there are a couple bathrooms there. There's one in the fellowship hall as well. If you need some other options, it's too complicated for me to explain. We'll have to draw you a map. Following service, there will be a reception in the fellowship hall next door. So, can you all join me and lift your right hand and praise to God? Lift your right hand. All right. Praise God. And with that hand, reach down and get your cell phone and put it on silent. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are grateful to be assembled in this sanctuary on this blessed afternoon for this opportunity as part of the body of Christ, for churches, for choirs, for directors, voices, organ and piano to come together to share talents, to give witness to the Christian faith. We are thankful for this chance to make harmony and melody, to blend into beautiful music, to connect with old friends and new friends. So may we be in a spirit of unity in this time of Pentecost to give you glory and honor and praise. We also take a moment to pause for Director Dan Bird, who had planned to be with us. We ask that you grant him peace and wellness at this moment, send him comfort as we humbly ask that you restore him to full strength. As we spend these next couple of hours together, may the anthems, the pieces, the combined sounds bring and provide joy and inspiration and peace to our open souls. Help us to receive the poetry, the story, the testimony of the life of Christ Jesus. May we all be better followers and believers as a result of the efforts of this day. We ask these things according to your goodness through Christ our Lord. Amen. Shall we stand together? Let us sing, I Sing the Almighty Power of God, number 152.
Thank you. scriptures comes from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. And from Ephesians chapter 5. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
On behalf of the National Association of Church Musicians, we want to welcome you very much to this wonderful festival. It's a glorious thing for you to hear this and for the singers to be in the audience. This is what is so exciting, particularly for some of us that have smaller choirs where you can get together, the whole group, and really have a wonderful experience. The National Association of Church Musicians is actively involved in trying to get more people into going into church music. This is not easy these days. There's many forces that kind of prevent a lot of people going into church work. But we are very much involved in getting out in the community and getting a program of scholarships so that the students and colleges can come to our conventions and to our workshops as our guests and just see what it's all about. And for this, we are so grateful to all of you here that support church music anyways. And this is such a major part of our organization. And we have our convention, but we have workshops, and if we can bring the students in to just see what we're about, this, I think, is a very, very great way to kind of get people involved. It's very exciting for us to be involved in this music. And so, anything that one of our major fundraisers that we need money for are scholarships. So hopefully when the offering plates come around, you can help us build that scholarship fund, because the more that we can get there, we just have more people involved. Just a word about our next year's festival, which I'm very excited about. It's going to be on May 4th. It's going to be at San Pedro Methodist Church, and we're having one of the great choral people in this whole area, Hanani Koop. I don't know whether you know her, but she's extraordinary. Extraordinary conductor of children, of adults, and she's going to be our director, and so we're really very excited about that. But again, I want to thank you and thank all the people from the churches, and especially thank the choir, because it's a lot of work involved, and we really appreciate the choirs and the directors. Thank you.
Thank you.
may assist those who continue to pursue music. May these funds serve as seeds to plant within the talented individuals to grow and bear fruit in the near future. Receive and multiply these offerings that they may further your service in your kingdom in this place and beyond, to the glory of your name. Amen. Our ushers will come forward.
Thank you.
please know that you're invited to go over to the fellowship hall immediately after the event and join in some time of fellowship and refreshment. Will you please stand for the benediction? May God, our Creator, put the song of life in your hearts and send you the power of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit into this world so that you can sing that song boldly wherever you go. Amen. Peace. And now you may be seated to enjoy it.